If you've got an eye for vintage style, you can't beat a good op shop. They can be a treasure trove, but they can also be a dead end if you have a bigger body. Why is it so hard to find pre-loved clothing in larger sizes? I'd love to hear from you about a favourite item of clothing you've picked up secondhand, especially if it is such a hidden treasure. Katie Parrott is a fat fashion advocate based in Hobart. She's on Instagram as Katie_Parrott. You'll find her there. Katie, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Tell us how hard it is for you to find good vintage clothing.
It is, I would say, close to impossible. And that's not just because I live in Hobart. even when I lived on in Melbourne, I found that I'm a size 22 to 24, and at that size, there is essentially nothing, or if there are, they're real gems, real treasures.
And why is that? What has your research led you to?
Well, there's a few things actually, and I think they all kind of work together. One of them is definitely there's a bit of a survival bias issue, especially in vintage. So we have this perception, maybe, I think some people, that that then didn't used to be fat people, because we only see really small clothing coming out from those vintage fashions. But the reality is that in times gone by, we were really frugal and we reused things, and larger garments had more fabric to be used. So those garments often would have been repurposed or reused for something else, and that's why they're not in shops now. Another big issue that has really arisen, especially with a lot of the social media trends, is this concept of thrift flipping. And I've heard many thinner secondhand enthusiasts or vintage enthusiasts pick up a size 20 or size 22 garment and actually describe it as fabric, because to them it's so giant that it's not even clothing to them anymore. But what they don't realize is they might be taking the only garment that is available for a bigger body. And then I think the last thing is honestly just that as a fat person, my clothes are really precious, because I never know if I'm going to be able to replace them. And so I think we have a tendency to like clutch our special things close and maybe not be donating those good items with the same frequency as people who are a bit smaller.
And as you say, if if that clothing is rare for you and it fits and it looks great, you're not going to let it go. They're going to have to take it from your cold, dead hand.
Pretty much.
Is it also an issue that good quality plus size clothing that, is flattering and is fashionable is relatively recent on the fashion scene too?
Oh, definitely. I think it's become something that's much more available now. Certainly even in the last decade, I think we've seen a huge shift. And I suspect part of that is to do with social media and interconnectedness and the, I can now shop from, there's a beautiful slow fashion business called Loud Bodies that's based in, Romania, whereas 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you wouldn't have even known they existed. So that is definitely also a factor. There wasn't as much around. There wasn't as much clothing around, full stop, 50 years ago.
And do larger men have the same problem, Katie Parrott?
Oh, absolutely. From what I've heard, it actually can be even harder for larger men, because there's not that same representation. And so it's more difficult for them to find really good quality garments. Though I have found that men's clothing in general, there's more of an acceptance of bigger male bodies than there are of bigger female bodies.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? We're speaking with Katie Parrott, who's a fat fashion advocate based in Hobart. You can find her on Instagram. We'd love to hear your experiences too. If you've been engaged on this search for really fun, interesting stuff that's in larger sizes secondhand. So, Katie, there's the experience of going in and saying, oh, all the bigger stuff is gone. So people have snapped it up because it's a great vintage fabric. What about the other aspect of going into an op shop or a secondhand shop as a larger size person? What does it feel like to you often?
Oh, it feels very excluding. I'm no stranger to feeling excluded from fashion. But I do think that in that vintage plus size area, I do think that there is that sort of element of fat phobia and shame, that they don't think it's cool or fashionable to be seen to be catering to bigger sizes. So they will, you know, tuck them, they'll tuck vintage things, plus size things towards the back. Probably the worst for me is actually when they don't just sort by size. My biggest joy is going into an op shop and seeing that they've sorted everything by size. And there's no shame in seeing on the same rack at one end a 6 and the other end a 22 or a 24. To me, that actually shows that they care about their customer, and there's no shame for that shop in catering to a wide range of bodies. Whereas when everything's all jumbled together, I sometimes get a sense that they don't have an appreciation for the challenges that different bodies face when shopping.
And I mean, it's hard to generalise with op shops, isn't it? Because sometimes they're running on short resources, or they might not have a retail background. But when it comes to secondhand boutiques, you would think that they might be putting some thought into that. Do you see a difference there?
I find it's either substantially better or substantially worse. Oh. they're either just not interested in catering to plus sizes. And, you know, I think that reflects what regular fashion boutiques have, which is just a disinterest in catering to larger bodies, or they're super aware of it and they really want to make sure that they've got garments in all sizes and they want everyone to feel included. I find that those secondhand retailers, they do really fall into one or the other.
And I mean, you're talking about the way shops are structured, but do you find issues with staff attitudes from time to time too? What do you hear from people in your networks, Katie?
Oh, definitely. It's rare to meet anyone who lives in a bigger body that hasn't dealt with sort of the shame of walking into a store and being told that there's nothing there for them. I certainly have had had experiences where I'll say, oh, well, do you have this size, or is there a larger size? And they'll say, oh no, we don't have anything in your size. And that is a very much that feeling of they don't. It's not only that they don't care, but it's that thing of, oh well, you know, we don't have anything in that size, and that emphasis can be quite hurtful, because for me, I don't feel shame in my body. I very happily exist in the world, but it's difficult when you see other people's perceptions of you in that moment when you're quite vulnerable. I think shopping can be a very vulnerable moment for lots of people, and that judgment, whether it's explicit or implicit, is very hurtful.
Mm. We're speaking with Katie Parrott, who's a fat fashion advocate based in Hobart. And Katie, it's a bit rough too when there's this massive push, like you said, on social media, but also more generally around the mainstream community discussions towards thrift and reuse and buying secondhand. If you can't be a part of that for those structural reasons, what effect does that have on people?
I think it has a real impact, because I, like anyone else, really do want to reduce my impact on the environment, and I want to be as sustainable as possible. And it is just exponentially more difficult in a bigger body. And I think sometimes people don't appreciate that, because they'll say, well, why can't you just buy that from a sustainable shop? Why can't you buy that from a thrift shop? And I have to explain to them that I actually have to do my shopping online a lot of the time, even my secondhand shopping, because there is nowhere in Hobart that, you know, there's maybe only two places that carry my size at all, and they're both fast fashion. So what I say to people when they ask me about sustainability is to remember that sustainability is not just about more ethical consumption, because at the end of the day, sustainability actually needs to be about reducing consumption. So I try to remind people that the best thing they can do for sustainability is to actually just wear what they have, to really, you know, enjoy the wardrobes they currently have, and to dig into them and to rewear what they own. And if they can't do that, there's no shame in having to purchase from a fast fashion retailer. But it's about being thoughtful in their purchases and trying to buy things that they will, again, that they will rewear often. Something else that I also do say when I get when people ask me how they can be more sustainable is that I always recommend learning how to sew. It's a wonderful skill, and it really has broadened my personal horizons of being able to tailor clothing and make my own clothing, and to not be afraid to resell their own clothing. So I actually have quite a big resale page that I direct people to from my Instagram, because I'm really conscious that we need to be aware of what the end life of our garments and our purchases are. And it really makes me happy knowing that the end point of my garments is that they will go to someone else and that they will have a whole new lifespan with that person.
Well, and give us your tips on good fabrics to look for too, if you're looking for that that long life.
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm natural fibre all the way. Some people don't like linens because they crinkle, but I personally love a linen, a cotton. Those are fabrics that are also really easy to repair, and you know that end life that they have, that you know, they will go back to the ground, if that makes sense.
They're planned.
Exactly. But, you know, there's no harm also in looking at some of the less natural fibers. There's nothing wrong with a viscose or a polyester, but you just need to be strategic in knowing that those garments are not, you know, they're not necessarily recyclable, excuse me. So I always look for a natural fiber. And my favorite thing to do actually is in op shops, often I can't find clothing, but they often will have sheets, like sheet sets, which have quite a lot of fabric in them, and they're normally either complete cotton or they're a cotton polyester blend, and I will make clothes with sheet sets.
Excellent. Well, that's thrift in a nutshell, isn't it? Katie, thanks so much for sharing your experiences with us today, and all the best for that fantastic new print or item that you're just about to find.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Katie Parrott, Fat Fashion Advocate, based in Hobart, but on Instagram as Katie_Parrott, like the bird. You're listening to Life Matters here on Radio National.